Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to be with you. Little Van Haven bringing us back there, as they always do. I'm glad you're part of our day, folks, and you're going to be glad you're here because Jay Meeks is back. Jay is the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Insperity. Full disclosure, Insperity is our presenting sponsor. Jay is here with his new book, which I am so proud of him for. It's a story about what he's learned as a lifelong servant leader. The title of the book is called Embrace the Price of Success, because the cost of failure is too high. Jay, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be with you.
And Jay, by the way, is a 16-year member of our Brain Trust. Hey, Jay, one of the things that I love to do is read the books of people who have lived a life of leadership. And you can't be a great leader if you haven't learned how to be a follower. And I know that you were that for a long time, and then you stepped up and became a leader. And one of the things that I think is so important for a leader, even when things are tough, is the ability to find a way to be optimistic. And that's part of your book. What do you think?
Well, I think I have a saying that you don't have to go to the store to find self-improvement section of the store and look for a book on how to be a pessimist. they're just not there, Jim. And the other thing
six ways to become a better pessimist, right here.
Right. The other thing is they never named a bridge after a pessimist. you can see the city council sitting there going, "Hey, listen, you know that old Bob so and so? He was a miserable SOB. Let's name a bridge after him."
That's a great example.
So optimism, I think, is essential, and you get to choose it. It's one of those things you get to choose to be optimistic. And all you have to do is look around a little bit and find things around you that can cause you to be optimistic. It's easy to look at the negative and dwell on that, but when you look from an optimistic perspective, you're like, hey, you know, things, even though this is going on or that's going on, these are the really good things are happening, and I'm optimistic about the future. I believe the only outlook you can have is optimism about the future.
Mm-hmm. Well, and because I mean, the world is full of serendipity and adversity. You get both of them. You get an equal helping of both. Sometimes some years more than others of one or the other side. But optimism doesn't need to be confused with foolhardy or Pollyanna playing the glad game.
Right.
Optimism is more fundamental, and it's different from that, isn't it? It's more solid than that.
Well, of course, because listen, you know, if you're in a leadership role, no one wants to follow a pessimist.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you're charged to do as a leader requires people to buy into your vision. And if your vision is negative and pessimistic, you're not going very far. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you. And you're going to lose the really good people that are optimistic, because they're going to find them a leader. So it covers a lot of sins. It really does. And I mean that not in the sense of faith, but in the sense of that you're going to make mistakes as a leader. But when you remain optimistic, it's amazing how that's a self-determination. It just comes to be.
Well, that's exactly right. And people take their cues not just from the attitude, just like your children. Remember when your children were little, and all of a sudden you said, "Wait a minute, why are they doing that?" And your wife says, "Well, they saw you doing it. They watched you doing it."
Right.
And people are like that. Your people who are following you, they're like that too, and they don't necessarily take cues from, I mean, they take it from your attitude, from your overall attitude about life, those are the people who somebody else wants to get behind and follow.
Well, nobody wants to be around a pessimist.
Yeah.
And for a leader to be pessimistic, my gosh, that's a fatal flaw. Mm-hmm. That is I'll question your ability to lead.
Yeah.
If you're pessimistic.
That's a good point. Let's bring in the concept of adversity. And because that's the other side of the balance sheet, isn't it? You're optimistic, mm-hmm. and that's your nature, but you also have to deal with adversity. How do you remain optimistic in the face of adversity like a coronavirus?
Yeah, like I said a minute ago, you don't have any choice. But but adversity, you have to. The optimism in adversity is this, Jim. There's something you're going to learn mm-hmm. that's going to springboard you to greater success through adversity. It depends, again, on your attitude. Your attitude, oh, my God, we're in this mess, oh, gosh, woe was me. There you are. But if your attitude is, and my attitude's always been, if adversity lasts a little bit of time, if it's not just a one-off kind of thing that's over in a day or two, mm-hmm. then I'm in the attitude of this. There's something I'm going to learn through this.
Mm-hmm.
And
what would that be? What would be the big takeaway? One of the things I keep hearing from people is how much they've learned about the quality of their individuals working working with them. What have you learned from this adversity?
Oh, I think I'm amazed at what people can achieve even when the chips are down or the things don't look like they're very good. It does, I think, demonstrate or has demonstrated to me that the desire of our employees and others is to perform at a high level. And it's not predicated on how good their office is or predicated on always on some kind of perk, but it's kind of when you have the right people, it's kind of innate in their DNA that they want to perform at a high level. So that's been really a pleasant surprise through this. The other thing is just the resiliency of American business in general.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the fact that here you are, you know, some places locked down and going through that stuff. We're in Texas. We're not doing much of that. But when you think about still being able to maintain, it's really a testimony to small mm-hmm. business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, large. We've found the mid-sized businesses are the ones seem to be hurting most.
Yeah. Well, your company is focused on small businesses as much as anybody I know, and haven't we learned? Hasn't it been reconfirmed? I should say what you and I already knew about the resiliency and the quality of the individuals operating Main Street out there. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking about Jay's new book, "Embrace the Price of Success," by Jay Meeks. 22. When we come back, I want Jay to talk about something that he does very well. Abundance. Why is abundant thinking important?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.